Good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you to New Life Worship Center today. Again, we're having live service, and then also for those of you that can't be with us this morning, we're so pleased to bring this to you through YouTube. And so this morning, we're starting a brand new series, and it's entitled, We Have a Refuge. There's going to be five parts to this series, and we're going to be talking about different aspects of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And one of those aspects is He is our refuge. So we have a refuge. Well, what is that? A refuge is a place of safety. It's a place of shelter. It's also protection from danger. And all of those things the Lord Jesus does for us. It's interesting that the concept of a place of safety, a refuge, is found as early as the book of Numbers in Scripture. We're going to begin at Numbers chapter 35, beginning with verse number 9. Excuse me. And it says this, Then the Lord said to Moses, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When you cross the Jordan into Canaan, select some towns to be your cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone accidentally may flee. They will be places of refuge from the avenger, so that a person accused of murder may not die before he stands trial before the assembly. God was so interested in us. This introduces us, if you will, to God's heart for us to provide a place of refuge for His people. This concept of cities of refuge, God wanting to protect people that may have been falsely accused or whatever, you could go to that city and be safe until you had your fair trial. Now, obviously, we know that today the real place of refuge for us, as we've said, is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want us to pursue this concept a little bit further this morning. We're going to just kind of cover some scripture today about Jesus being this place of refuge for us. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27 tells us this, The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That's a great verse from way back in the first five books of scripture there, the fifth book, Deuteronomy. The eternal God, He's the one that is really the refuge that we can run to. And then in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 12, I love this, Boaz tells Ruth this. He says, May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. The story of Ruth is a wonderful love story. And it talks about the love of this daughter-in-law for her mother-in-law after their husbands had passed away. Just a really touching story. And so she left, Ruth left everything that was near and dear to her family, her country, everything to go with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And so he says, May the Lord richly reward you. That's going to be one of the things we talk about in the series is that we not only have a refuge, but we also have a rewarder. God is wanting to reward those of us that serve Him. And then Solomon writes in Proverbs 10, verse 29, The way of the Lord is a refuge for the righteous. If we live according to God's ways, He will be a refuge for those of us that have been made righteous through Christ. And then it goes on. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says this, Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. In worship this morning, we talked about the Lord being a shield all around about us. And that's what Solomon writes here. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. And then Isaiah writes in chapter 25, verse 4, he says, You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. There's an old hymn that says, He's a shade by day, and He's our defense by night. He's a shelter in our time of storm. And guys, all of this that we're going through right now and that we've been through this year, God has been our refuge. He's been our source of safety. He's been our shelter from the storms that are all around us. And you know what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will always be that place of refuge for us. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 17 tells us this. He says, "You are my refuge in the day of my disaster." I don't know what disasters you may have experienced in your life to this point. I don't know what you may be going through right now, but I know one who does. His name is Jesus, and he is a refuge for us. No matter what the disaster, he's the one that is more than a conqueror. And then in Nahum, that little tiny prophetic word there, verse chapter 1, verse 7, encourages us with this. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. It's such a key that in the days in which we live, that we put our trust in God. It's so important that that's where we place our trust. Not in some person, not in some institution on this planet, but rather in the Lord our God. The Lord is good. He is a refuge in times like this of trouble, and he cares for those who trust in them, in him. But, you know, the one that really gives us the most insight into this concept of being a refuge is actually David himself, King David. So I want us to turn this morning to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 22. 2 Samuel 22, and we're going to begin at verse number 1. We're talking about God and the Lord Jesus being a refuge for us. We have a refuge this morning. We are not left alone. We're not left defenseless. We have someone that is watching over us. So David, in chapter 22 of 2 Samuel, says this, "David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said this, 'The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge.'" Have you learned to do that yet with your life? Have you learned to do that in the circumstances of life, to let the Lord be your rock and your refuge? And he goes on, "He is my shield and the horn of my salvation." Horn there is a symbol of strength. He is my shield and he's the horn of my salvation. He, God, is my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent men you save me. And then verse 4, "I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies." I love the line, "He is my stronghold, he is my refuge, he is my Savior." And that's what Jesus is for all of us that have trusted our very salvation to him. And then let's skip down to verse number 31, that same chapter. David continues. He said, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless." We read that earlier in a different scripture. "He is a shield for all who take refuge in him." We sang a song this morning again that God is that shield all around about us. He is a shield for those of us that take refuge in him. And he asks a great question in verse 32. "For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God?" Amen? Our God is the only God. There is no other. Verse 33. "It is God who arms me with strength," or "who is my strong refuge. And he makes my way perfect." The Bible says that God will perfect that which concerns each one of us. Amen? God will perfect that which concerns each one of us. He's not only a refuge for us, but he's going to make sure that in the end, everything about us, in us, and around us is made perfect according to his will and his plan for our lives. Praise God. Well, let's go a little bit further. I want us to go to the book of Psalms right now, And we're going to look at chapter number 9, the book of Psalms, chapter number 9, just a couple of verses there. And again, this is a psalm of David as well. Remember, this concept of refuge is really greatly brought out in Scripture, mostly by King David. So Psalm chapter 9, verse number 9. And it says this, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." We just, about a week or so ago, we talked about Persecution Sunday, about persecution around the world of Christians and religious freedoms being squelched by so many different nations. And it says, "The Lord is a refuge for those that are oppressed, those that are being persecuted in other lands. He's a stronghold in our times of trouble." And then verse 10, he says, "Those who know your name will trust in you." If you know the Lord, if you know how good he is, if you know how much he loves you, then you're going to know that you can trust in him. Those of us that know him will put our trust in him. "For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." Man, if we search after God, he says, "You're going to find me when you seek for me with all of your heart." And so he says, "I'll never forsake those who are seeking me." And then I want us to go to chapter number 17, Psalm chapter 17, and we're going to pick up at verse number 6. Again, David says here, he says, "I call on you, O God, for you will answer me." Aren't you glad that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the detail, how big it is, how small it is, God is concerned about it. And when we call on him, we know that God is going to answer. He may say yes, he may say no, or he may say wait, but God is going to answer us. And then he says, "Give ear to me and hear my prayer." So many times when we pray, maybe we wonder sometimes, "God, are you really listening? God, do you really know where I am? Do you really know what I'm going through right now?" And the answer is yes. He always knows. David says, "So listen, give ear to me, O God. Hear my prayer. And then show the wonder of your great love." One of the greatest things about God is his love for us. His love for us. That will never stop. It's an unfailing, unending love that God has for us. And so David knows that. So he says, "Show me the wonder of your great love. You, the one who saves by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes." And then I love verse 8. "Keep me." I love that word, keep. Not just now, not just for a season, but always. "Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings." Boy, I love that. Psalm 91 talks about that as well, that we're safe under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. But I love this. "Keep me as the apple of your eye." Have you ever thought of yourself as being that loved by God? As being that, a song says today, adored by God? You know, we're the apple of his eye, his people, those that know him, those that are serving him, those that have received Christ. We are the apple of his eye. And so we can be hidden in the shadow of his wings. Let's go a little bit further. I want to go to Psalm chapter 34. This whole chapter is great, but we're just going to look at a few verses this morning. Psalm 34, beginning with verse number 4. And it says this, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me." Just what we were saying a while ago. When you pray, he's going to answer. "He delivered me from all my fears." You know, guys, this is a time, the more people that I talk to, that I come in contact with, grocery store, as you're pumping gas, restaurants, whatever place you might find yourself, more and more people are talking about their fears, how afraid they are, how stressed they are, how worried they are, how there's such a lack of peace in their life. There's such a lack of certainty. There's so much up in the air right now that we don't understand, that we don't know about, that we don't like. But it says that he delivered me from all my fears. And those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. And then he says in verse 6, this poor man called, and the Lord heard him, and he saved him out of all of his troubles. One day, all of this will be over. No more troubles, no more sorrows, no more sighing, no more crying, no more dying, the Bible tells us. The old order of things will pass away, and everything will be made new. There'll be a new heavens, there'll be a new earth, wherein dwells only righteousness. God is going to save us out of all of our troubles. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord, I love this, the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him, and he delivers them. I love that. The angels of the Lord encamp all around about us. We have angels that are stationed around us to guard us, to help us, to keep us. And it's so scriptural, the angelic ministry that takes place for God's people. So he says, not only is he there, but he delivers us. He's there to deliver us. And then verse 8, so taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you found that out in your life, how good God is, how good God has been, how good he is right now, and that goodness is going to last throughout all of eternity. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, the woman, who takes refuge in him. I love it. And then let's go to just a couple of chapters over, chapter 36, and verses 7 and 8, two verses there. This is so good. He says, how priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. There's that phrase again, that there's a refuge in the shadow of the wings of God. And then he says in verse 8, we feast on the abundance of your house, and Father, you give them drink from your river of delights. I love the fact that one day we're going to feast around a table in heaven. It's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it says, but we can feast on the abundance of the house of our Heavenly Father. And he gives us drink from his river of delights. The Bible says at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. What a wonderful thought. Let's go a little bit further. This is one of my favorite verses for an opening psalm. It's found in Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. And it says this, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. What a great, great verse. He is our refuge. He's our strength. He is an ever-present help. There's never a time, there's never a place when God is not present in your life or mine to help us. He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. And because of that, there's no need, there's no reason to fear. There's no reason to be afraid. David said in one place, I'm going to trust and I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to be in such a walk with the Lord that I'm going to trust him, and so I won't even ever be afraid. I won't have that fear factor even in my life. And then to close this section out, I want us to go to Psalm 62. And verse number 5, this is one of my favorite portions as well, a great, great psalm from David. He says in Psalm 62, 5, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. There's so many places where we on this planet look for rest, for peace, for safety, for a shelter, for some security. We're always looking for those things. But David says, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. There's no other place. There's no other one to run to, no other place to turn to, nothing else to turn to, but only God. My hope comes from him. The word says he says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for calamity or disaster, but rather to give you a future and a hope. And I love this. He says, my hope comes from God. He alone, in verse 6, He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. So many people right now have been shaken to the very core of their being, maybe because of a job loss, maybe because of someone contracting COVID-19, maybe a family member, you know, and you've been shaken to your very core by what we're going through right now. But he says that God alone is my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress, and therefore I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. So what do we do with that? Well, verse 8 says, so trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. We are to take that verse in particular to heart, to trust the Lord in every situation, in every circumstance of life, and then just pour out your heart to the Lord. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they'll ask you how you're doing, and if you start to tell them, you can see, man, they're cutting you off. They really aren't wanting to know the story of how you're really doing. They're just trying to be polite. But with God, you can pour your heart out to him. You can tell him all of your troubles, all of your worries, all of your stresses, all of your distresses, and he never tires of listening to you. So he's the one that we can go to. Pour out your heart to him because God is your refuge. Praise God. Now let's transition a little bit here. We've talked about our need for a refuge, but it's one thing to need a refuge and to find that refuge in Christ. However, one of my devotionals, Daily Wisdom for Men, encourages each one of us to be a refuge for somebody else. Have you ever thought about that? That you and I can be a refuge for somebody, a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a total stranger. You and I can be a refuge for somebody. Because another definition for refuge is this: a person that gives shelter, help, or comfort. We can do that as Christians. And how? Well, Paul mirrors this in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. And Paul writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, the one who comforts us in all our troubles." Why? "So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." So what it's saying here is that we can be that refuge. We can be that comfort. We can be that shelter for somebody. We not only need a refuge and find that in Christ, but the Lord then wants us to be a refuge for somebody else, be a comforter to somebody else, be a blessing in somebody else's life. So as you go about your day, when God brings someone into your life, they may need an encouraging word from you. They may need to hear a testimony from you about what God has done for you. How has God kept you in this COVID situation? What doors has God opened for you? How has God blessed you and encouraged you? And then do that for that person. Be that source of refuge for somebody else. Daily Wisdom for Men writes this: when you volunteer your personal time and your money, your behavior agrees with the character of God, and you become a refuge to those who are struggling. So as we volunteer time, as we give of our abilities financially to ministries that are supporting and blessing others, then we're identifying with God's character, and we are literally becoming a place of refuge for people around us. It continues, when you become a place of refuge for the people and the family around you, and when you become like God's everlasting arms to someone that's anxious or afraid near you, then your life, my life, will align more with the character of this eternal God that we serve. So that we can not only need a refuge, but again, we can be that refuge for someone else. Here's a great prayer. So I just want to read this briefly to you. Lord, help me become a place of refuge for those who are struggling. Help me become like your everlasting arms for a worried or an anxious family member or friend. So again, we not only have a refuge, but let's ask God to help us to become a refuge for the people around us. I think that really is going to display the heart of God to a lost world around us, a world that is struggling right now with what to do, which way to turn, so many decisions, and yet so much confusion that we really don't know which way to turn or what to do. Maybe you find yourself in that situation this morning, whether you're in this building this morning with me or whether you're watching by YouTube, wherever you might be. How worried are you? How stressed are you? How concerned are you about a friend or a family member? Or maybe it's your own personal need that's pressing right now. God knows right where you are. God knows just what you need and right when you need it. Let's pray. Father, this morning, we lift up every person in this room here with me this morning and all of those by YouTube as well. Lord, no matter what the needs are, we cast all of our care upon you. You said we could do that because you care for us. And so, Father, in this moment, no matter what our situations might be, I ask you, Lord, to just speak peace into every heart, that you would just calm and relax every muscle and every nerve in the bodies of the people watching and listening today. Oh, Father, I pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let that peace keep their hearts and their minds safe in Christ. Father, I pray that we will all live our lives in faith, not fear, peace, not worry, trust, not all the what-ifs of our imaginations. In fact, Lord, help us to cast down those imaginations that are contrary to our knowledge of you, and help us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Help us, Father, not to conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but, Father, transform us by the renewing of our minds, and let us know what your will is for our lives. And so, Father, move upon each one this morning. If there's one this morning that doesn't know Jesus as Savior, Father, come into their heart, come into their life, forgive and cleanse from every sin. Lord, we look to you. We run to you. You are our refuge. You are that ever-present help in time of trouble. And so we will not be afraid. We will be more than conquerors through him that loved us, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God that's found only in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so, Father, this morning, breathe peace into every heart and life. Your perfect peace that will cast out every fear. And God, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Guys, we love you. We're praying for you. Be safe out there, and we'll see you soon.